The Honorable Susan E. Cox, Magistrate Judge for the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois, will now administer the oath of office to Lori E. Lightfoot as Mayor of the City of Chicago.
Hand on the Bible. Right hand.
I, Lori Elaine Lightfoot.
I, Lori Elaine Lightfoot,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of mayor.
Of the office of mayor.
Of the city of Chicago.
Of the city of Chicago.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. As I stand as your mayor, humble and hopeful, honored to be the 56th mayor of this great city. We are a proud city with a proud history. In this moment, I can't help but look at all of you and think about what lies ahead and what we can be together. I'm looking ahead to a city of safe streets and strong schools for every child, regardless of neighborhood or zip code. A city where people want to grow old and not flee. A city of sanctuary against fear, where no one must hide in the shadows. A city that is affordable for families and seniors, and where every job pays a living wage. A city of fairness and hope and prosperity for many, not just for the few. A city that holds equity and inclusion as our guiding principles. Chicago is not where my story began, but from the moment that I arrived in Hyde Park to attend law school and begin my career, this is the city where I belonged. It's where I met the love of my life, my wife Amy. It's where our daughter Vivian was born, and she's growing up to be into the kind, curious, and spirited young woman that I always knew she would be. For me, this city has given me such opportunity. It's been a city of hope. As I stand here today, I can't help but think about where I came from. And I know in my heart that a story like mine of a kid growing up in a working-class family, growing up to realize the dreams of my father and my mother, through education, hard work, and sheer determination, needs to be the story of possibility in every neighborhood. Children who look like me and come from families like mine shouldn't have to beat the odds to get education, pursue their passions, or build a family. Black and brown kids, low-income kids, every kid in this city should grow up knowing they can pursue anything. They can love anyone. That's my Chicago dream. And I know we're just a little bit closer to that dream as I stand here today, inaugurated as Chicago's first Black woman mayor and first openly gay mayor. bit closer as we celebrate that for the first time in the history of Chicago, women of color now hold all three citywide elected offices. I congratulate you, City Clerk Anna Valencia, and City Treasurer Melissa Conyers Irvin, on your inaugurations, your victories, and on all you've done to overcome to reach this historic moment. I also congratulate the aldermen of the Chicago City Council, in particular, the 12 aldermen who are taking their seats for the first time. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank Mayor Emanuel for his dedication and service to this city, which was exemplified by the attention and time that he and his staff devoted to making this transition as smooth as possible. And I also commend Amy Rule for her contributions to the city. Join me in wishing them both well as they head off into the next chapter of their lives. And I also want to acknowledge and thank the other leaders here today. Governor J.B. Pritzker, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, Senator Dick Durbin, Senator Tammy Duckworth, and our Illinois congressional delegation, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, representatives from our state legislature, and every other elected official here today. Thank you for your continued service. Most importantly, though, I want to thank the people of Chicago who had the courage to put their faith in a newcomer, and the optimism to join this moment. We stand today at a time of great hope and possibility. I can't help but feel the spirit of the great late Mayor Harold Washington here with us this morning. Person that you are about to meet who laid the foundation for everything that I am today. I want to introduce you to a former elected official with us, a one-time school board member from my hometown of Massillon. She's my role model, my champion. Yeah. Woman on whose dreams and high expectations propelled me through life, my mother. Old, and forgive me for disclosing that, and doesn't travel much these days, but nothing could keep her or my siblings, Derek, Angela, Brian, and Stacy, from being here today. My mother and my late father, Elijah, gave us the best they could in the town that we grew up in, even when they had almost nothing else to give. As parents, they led by example. They instilled in me a clear set of values, loyalty to family, friends, and community, and the importance of hard work, education, and integrity. And Mom, most importantly, You and Dad told me that I could be anything that I wanted to be. That I could not be held back by my race, gender, or family financial status. That I should hold my head up high and not let anyone else dictate my destiny or my future. That no goal was out of reach, that no victory was too unlikely to pursue. I feel my father's presence here today. My gratitude to you both has no limit. Just like when I was a little girl, I'm working hard to make you proud, to honor your sacrifice, to live by the values you instilled in me, to make sure that families like ours don't have to struggle like we did. I look out today and I see a proud city with a proud history. Here in Chicago, right here, our people invented the skyscraper and the Ferris wheel. Here, our people invented our own Chicago blues. Our people. Generations of industrious, hardworking people who built one of the greatest cities ever to grace God's earth. And I stand here today as your mayor, humble and hopeful, and I make one solemn promise to the generations who came before us and to the generations yet to come. We will continue to build this great city and leave it better, stronger, fairer, or more prosperous than when we found it. The challenges we face today did not arise overnight, and they will not be solved overnight, but they certainly won't be saved and solved by one mayor acting alone. In this important moment, let us remember the powerful words of Chicago's poet laureate, Gwendolyn Brooks. She said, "We are each other's harvest. We are each other's business, and we are each other's magnitude and bond." Folks, we must be in this together. Our challenges can only be solved if we face them together. We cannot fail. We will not fail. We are Chicago. Remember so many people I met in the city who can't be here today, who will never see the inside of a room like this. The big guy who came to hear me speak and then followed me outside on a cold, blustery day on the southeast side and pleaded, "Lori, just bring us jobs. Just bring us jobs. We want to work." The teenagers that I met on the south side, kicked out of their homes and left on the streets at night in the bitter cold with no food or shelter just because they were gay or trans. The father on the west side who told me he was scared, scared to death every time his three daughters left the house. Those girls are his whole world, and he's worried somebody's going to gun them down. The countless number of people whose daily fear is that ICE would come for them as they took their kids to school, stood as day laborers, or just walked in their neighborhoods. We should never forget that these are the people who put us here. We are each other's business, and standing up for them is our business, our only business. Four stars on Chicago's flag, each standing for a point in our history. The construction of Fort Dearborn, the great expositions of 1893 and 1933, and the reconstruction of our city following the Great Fire. Each star stands for building and rebuilding. Today, we should proudly reinterpret these four stars with new meaning for a new century, with new challenges and opportunities that lie ahead, guiding our city and guiding our new administration as we move forward and rebuild again. Today we reimagine the first star, standing for safety in every neighborhood. People cannot and should not live in neighborhoods that resemble a war zone. Enough of the shootings, enough of the guns, enough of the violence. Let's unite in our response to the biggest challenge we face, the epidemic of gun violence that devastates families, shatters communities, buries dreams, and holds children hostage in their homes for fear. It inflicts lifelong trauma that spreads through our communities like a virus. When we hear a random bullet cutting a life short, people across the city from all ages and walks of life begin to wonder if Chicago is a place where they can continue to live and raise their children. Some have already answered the question by moving away, particularly from the hardest hit communities. The mass exodus that we have seen, particularly in the Black community, saps the vitality of our great city. We must reverse the exodus by creating the reality of safety in every neighborhood. Public safety must not be a commodity that is only available to the wealthy. Means for me is that there is no higher calling than restoring safety and peace in our neighborhoods. We will develop a new proactive strategy in partnership with the communities hardest hit by the scourge of gun violence. All of our stakeholders must be committed to this work. Now, this is not a challenge that can be solved by law enforcement alone, nor will we place the blame on communities on people in communities who are under siege. No, this greatest challenge demands all of us united together, and I promise you, the city will lead, and we've already begun this work. To lead the citywide response, we are creating a mayor's office of public safety to be led by a deputy mayor. That office will be charged with developing and implementing a comprehensive violence prevention strategy that will connect efforts across city government, all us other aspects of the private sector, nonprofit, philanthropic, education, recreation, and business and faith communities. It will seek to mobilize the entire city in a unifying strategy to prevent violence and promote public safety. And while we will specifically address the gun violence, we will not limit our efforts there. The devastation of violence is far and wide, which is why we will reach out and support the growing community of victims and witnesses. We must recognize the importance of providing transition for our returning citizens, and we will accelerate the development of a trauma-informed city, starting with repairing our broken mental health safety net. Continue the hard but essential work of forging partnerships between the police officers and the communities, premised upon mutual respect, accountability, and a recognition that the destinies of police and community are inextricably combined. One cannot concede without the other. And to all of our brave first responders, we will not leave you behind either. You deserve our respect. And not only that, but our commitment to train you better, provide you the best quality supervision and wellness support to address the trauma that you face every day. These are essential pieces of police reform and accountability. We are each other's business. We are each other's neighbors. And together, we will work tirelessly to bring peace to this city. Our second guiding star is education. We cannot attract families to Chicago and keep families here without providing a quality public education. And that means for every child, every single child. As a city, we make promises to our children. Most of all, we promise them an education, a safe, relevant, and challenging education that prepares them for meaningful work, civic engagement, and lifelong learning. But whether we deliver on that promise often depends on where you happen to live. It's time to give every child and young person a good education to prove them through our schools that we believe in them, that we support them no matter who they are or where they live. Every child gets a quality education. That's our business no matter what. Someone said to me recently that children are the product of the adult ecosystem around them, and she was 100% right. Our words, our values, how we make commitments and rise to the occasion, it all matters. We're shaping the future leaders of our city. And when we put equity first in our education system, when we make a good on the promise that every kid matters, it will instill within our children the values we seek to foster as an entire city. That promise must begin early. That's why we will work to expand early childhood education and extend the promise of a good education through high school and college and to every kid, no matter their path forward. Every student should have the option to pursue vocational and technical training. We will work with businesses and our friends in labor to set up apprenticeships for those who want to learn a trade. We will then connect Chicago's employers with our job-ready students while they're in school so that they can graduate and get to work the day they graduate. And we will support our great teachers, counselors, librarians, nurses, and other support personnel who are essential to creating the safe and nurturing environment necessary for our children to grow and learn and thrive. And let me also say, I'm thrilled to see so many young people in the audience. And my next few words are for you and your peers all across the city. You have the most at stake in the city's future. Just as the city's future most depends on you. We need your energy, your creativity, intelligence, and dedication. There's hard work ahead of us, but we will do that work because we believe in you and in the vast, still untapped potential of this great city. Our goal is simple. Starting in schools, will we create a citywide workforce as a pipeline for the jobs of today and tomorrow that will be the envy of the world. We are each other's business, and we must meet our educational challenges together. The third of our guiding stars is stability. To be true to the notion of stability, we must get our fiscal house in order. Over many, many years, Chicago dug itself into a giant financial hole. We have outsized structural deficit, a persistent and growing pension debt, and other costs that threaten our financial stability. We are spending a significant percentage of every dollar just to service our pension debt. And that alone means that money that should be sent elsewhere is being sent to banks and bond firms instead of being sent to rebuild our neighborhoods, reduce our property taxes, and revitalize our transportation system. We must tackle this problem head on. My team has already been doing the necessary work of measuring the size and depth of our fiscal challenges, as well as a range of possible solutions. Once that analysis is complete, we will lay out a plan to put Chicago on the path to solvency. No doubt, some hard choices will have to be made, and none of this is going to be easy. But we will do the hard work with transparency, integrity, and a determination to put our pensions on a path of true solvency and make our government work more efficiently without balancing our budgets on the backs of working class and poor families in Chicago. And we will get there because we must. Stability also means that we must build housing that is affordable for more people, including families. Long-term residents, whether they're homeowners or renters, should not be forced out of their neighborhoods when it goes through a period of transformation. And developers can no longer skip their responsibilities by taking tax dollars but leaving it to someone else to solve our affordable housing crisis. Here too, our city must lead. We must cut the red tape and obstacles and instead promote the building of new units and have flexibilities in our building code so that innovative housing forms can come online. We must also have a plan for expanding home ownership and converting vacant lots and abandoned buildings into new, vibrant communities. Growth of housing that is affordable all over this city will be the charge of the new housing department under new leadership. Stability also means support for our business community, large and small. Strong businesses, growing businesses, new businesses means jobs and stability for the city. We need fairness, which means paying as much attention to our neighborhood businesses as we do to the downtown. Neighborhoods have been neglected for too long. They cannot be anymore. Still, we should never settle for dividing up a shrinking pie or pitting one part of the city against the other. Chicago is the economic engine of Illinois and the whole Midwest. And with everything, we are each other's business. We need to grow and grow and grow together. Now, our four star must be integrity. I know. Putting Chicago government and integrity in the same sentence sometimes may seem a little strange. But friends, that's going to change because it's got to change. For years, they've said Chicago ain't ready for reform. Well, get ready because reform is here. For change, and I plan to deliver change to our government. That means restoring trust in our city's government and finally bringing some real integrity to the way this city works. It means making sure we have a government that actually works for people, not a powerful few. It's about the harm done to our families and businesses when those with power and money cash in at our expense. When public officials cut shady backroom deals, they get rich and the rest of us get the bill. When some people get their property taxes cut in exchange for campaign cash, they get the money and sure enough, we get the bill. The family with the bungalow, the lady who runs the hair salon, the guy who owns the store on the corner, they aren't powerful or big or well-connected, but they end up paying when our government is corrupt. These practices have gone on for far too long, and this practice breeds corruption. Stopping it isn't just in the city's interest, it's in the city council's interest. official, no official in the city of Chicago, elected or appointed, should ever profit from his office. Never, ever. The requirement that people must give more to access basic city services must end. And it will, starting today. Later this afternoon, I will sign an executive order to end the worst abuses of the so-called aldermanic privilege. That our aldermen won't have power in their communities. Of course they will. And it does not mean that our aldermen will not be able to make sure that the streetlights are working or the parking signs are in the right place or any of the thousands of good things that they do for people every day. It simply means this. It means ending their unilateral, unchecked control over every single thing that goes on in their wards. A voice, but not a veto. It's the time for a new era of trust between the people of Chicago and the government that serves them. When our poet said, "We are each other's bonds," this is exactly what she meant. Now, as I stand here today, Georgia is also on my mind, as is Alabama and every other state that is enacting laws intended to deprive women of their rights. We must stand with women all across our country who fear for their basic rights and feel powerless in the face of hateful legislation designed to control our bodies and our choices. We cannot go back. Chicago, not in our nation. We will join together and we will fight. Now, there's something else that we must do for ourselves and our posterity. We will establish a new social compact here in Chicago based on the simple principle shared by every major religion in the world. It goes by many names. In Buddhism, it says, "Hurt not others in ways that you hurt that you yourself would find hurtful." In the Quran, it says, "Whoever saves a life, it is as though he had saved all mankind." It's in the Torah and in the New Testament, and it's called the Great Commandment. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Today, too many of our people lack decent housing, and far too many end up in our streets. Today, too many of our people feel isolated and alone. And our senior population increases. We must meet their needs for those who have no family or friends for support. Today, as we prepare to enter the third decade of the 21st century, one out of every five children lives in poverty. I'm going to repeat that. One out of every five children lives in poverty. Addressing the problems of housing, isolation, and poverty in this great city is just as important as anything else we may do, and far harder to solve. But tackle these problems, we must. I heard a century-old hymn in church the other day, a song that I know from my youth of so many Sundays, sitting in church, listening to the working class people in my congregation who toiled in factories, in kitchens, or outside and came to church for a respite from their very hard days. We sang this song, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by." In that moment, it was our plea to God to shine his light on us and relieve us from the heavy labors. As I reflect on this day and what lies ahead, it means to me that we must not forget or ignore the plight of so many for whom joy does not come in the morning. Whether it is the homeless, people living with mental illness, those desperate for love and recognition, we will not pass them by. As we pursue our new stars, this will be our guiding light. To those who are alone, we are with you. For those who need a home, we will shelter you. And for those who have little, we will do much. We see you. We hear you. We are your neighbors. And so help me, God, we will not pass you by. I stand before you, representing tens of thousands of people all over this city who daily contribute their time, their talent, their resources in a cause of making a difference, not just today, but if we are bold, our collective efforts will resonate for years to come. Our people, friends and neighbors, known and unknown, at the block level, in our places of worship, in community organizations, and just individuals who want to make a difference have stepped up and contributed mightily to what is the greatness of this city. I will have the privilege of leading, but clearly a single leader cannot heal all that ails us. A single leader cannot by herself conquer all the challenges that will be present on this day and every day forward. We all have to be part of the solution. We must make the sacrifices necessary to identify problems and to forge solutions. And my friends, we must not merely rely upon the politicians, the preachers, the police, the teachers, the activists to show us the way. We can no longer continue to concede our control of our destiny to someone else. Each of us needs to ask, what can I do? What contributions can I make? You may not be the richest, you may not be the smartest, or even the most able, but ask yourself, are you ready to serve? Because your city surely needs you. What has been the most humbling and amazing part of this journey is the tremendous hope and optimism that I'm feeling from people all over this city. My friends, it is this message of hope and possibility that should get us up in the morning, start us on our way, and bring us together with the excitement and the promise born of harnessing our collective energies to move forward. Our challenges are great. There's no mistaking that. But if we follow our four stars, safety, education, stability, and integrity, we can once again become a city that families want to move to, not run away from. No matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter your circumstance in life, Chicago is now on a mission to join hands with you, to share power with you, and to give you the reason to believe that we can all pull in the same direction to make Chicago better together. And if we follow the great commandment together as neighbors, our great city will shine. God bless you, and God bless this great city of Chicago. Thank you.